Paul Weyrich worked with Jerry Falwell from the beginning. He's now chairman of the Free Congress Foundation. Back in the late 1970s, Weyrich was very involved in the founding of the Moral Majority. In fact, he inadvertently came up with the group's name while talking with Reverend Falwell about the national political landscape.
I turned to him and I said, well, you might say out there is a vast moral majority, and if we could all get together, because we've been separated politically and denominationally and otherwise, we could probably be very powerful. And he stopped me, and he said, wait a minute, what do you say? You said out there was something, and I didn't even remember what I had said. And finally I said, all right, out there is a vast moral majority. And he turned to his people, and he said, that's the name of the organization.
Mr. Weyrich, when people look at Reverend Falwell, they saw many different things. Some saw a visionary, some saw a hero, some saw a man who trafficked in hate. When you think about Reverend Falwell, what do you think is his legacy?
Well, he had no hate in him. He was one of the kindest people I ever met. He was controversial. He sort of enjoyed tickling the opposition, but he was not at all an angry individual. He was one of the most decent people I've ever met in my life.
Why then was he such a lightning rod for so many people?
Well, he pricked people's consciences. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. And when, in fact, they heard it, they didn't like it. You know, he made them face their own shortcomings.
He, as you say, tickled people's conscience. He also used very strong language many times. He railed against pornography, homosexuality, abortion. And he was often criticized, Mr. Weyrich, not just by the left, but sometimes by fellow clergy, people like Billy Graham, who said that they were unhappy by his tactics and his language, and who said that in some ways he was responsible for introducing a divisive, some might even say corrosive, brand of politics. You were a close friend of his. Did that ever get under his skin?
No, it did not, because he believed that he was doing the right thing. You can be critical of the language that he used. Reasonable people can disagree on that. But if you're going to be in politics, and he decided to be in politics, you know, you're willing to sort of wave the red flag across the eyes of the opposition.
If you go back and look at some of his early preaching, it's interesting because he at one point said forcefully that politics and preaching did not mix. Why did he change
right.
his mind?
Well, as a matter of fact, initially he said that if you got involved in politics, that you'd go to hell. But later he said if you didn't get involved in politics, you'd go to hell. And I often teased him about that, and he took it very gracefully.
How do you explain the change of course there?
He understood that, in fact, if people in the country didn't get involved in the political process, that they would end up with a country they wouldn't like. And he often said, you can't complain about the way the country is going without doing something about it.
Well, Mr. Weyrich, thank you very much for talking to us.
Sure.
That was Paul Weyrich. He's the chairman and CEO of the Free Congress Foundation. He was speaking to us about the Reverend Jerry Falwell. Our coverage of Reverend Jerry Falwell's death continues at our website, npr.org. You can watch video clips from his TV program and explore a timeline of his ministry's half-century history.